When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, it's our favorite Dirt Alert of the week, Friday.
It's the Friday Dirt Alert on a hot, swassy summer in June. So you can imagine all of the leftovers in the kitty litter box of celebrity gossip that we're going to sift through. That's okay. We're going to find some nice almond rocas here. According to documents, oh my goodness, Kim Jong-un does not like K-pop.
This does not surprise me.
And it is a serious threat to him. Now, leaked documents, TMZ reporting this, from the North Korean government show that Kim Jong-un is running an anti-K-pop campaign against what he calls, quote, the vicious cancer of K-pop groups. These documents, now, they're actually detailed in the New York Times here, and the sentiment and the corrupting of K-pop are including but not limited to attire, hairstyle, speech, and behavior of the youth.
Oh, wow. Lord.
Well, I mean, he's just such an awful person. He's not even going to let people, he doesn't let people have food, let alone music.
I mean, Lori.
Come on.
I mean, so that is happening over there. But, you know, that's the thing, is that music opens up hearts and opens up minds. And it translates across the world. Yeah. So that's why it's so threatening, because everybody loves it. Mm-hmm. We all love a little K-pop. Now, I've got a question for you guys. And this is concerning a story regarding Brooke Shields and her daughter, Rowan. Would you, as a special graduation gift, give somebody you love a matching tattoo?
Ooh. You know what? No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Brooke Shields went ahead and did it with her daughter, Rowan Francis. They got matching mother-daughter tattoos to celebrate her high school graduation and their little ladybugs. It's like a ladybug. Oh. Someone got a ladybug on the ankle. Someone got a ladybug on the wrist. So
the ladybug, you know, that's a very innocuous and very tiny tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, these are so tiny. Little, okay. I mean, it's not like somebody got, happy graduation, Rowan. I got a clipper ship on my chest. Right.
I just think there's a little bit too much of a, I wasn't my mom's friend until I was like 28. Yeah. And then we have a friend relationship.
Yeah.
And so just the only thing about it, it just kind of reeks that like you're like trying to be
mom,
a friend.
Like couldn't just say to her daughter, no, you're not getting a tattoo till you've graduated from college or whatever the, you know.
Oh, sure.
Not like appeasing her. We'll both get little tiny ones that will turn into looking like actual bugs on our ankles down the road as they fade. Yeah.
So you're saying it screams a little Amy Poehler in Mean Girls. Ah. I'm the cool mom.
I'm the cool mom.
If you're going to drink in the house, honey.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of cool moms, Kris Jenner is praising Kourtney Kardashian's with her partnership with Travis Barker. It's the best.
Oh, Lord. She says it's the best about every one of them that have come through.
It's the best, Sweeney. The best. Smile. Yes, Kris Jenner in full support of Kourtney Kardashian's relationship with Travis Barker. So in a move of synergy, Kris Jenner was talking with Ryan Seacrest on his radio show this morning, and Kris Jenner shared her thoughts about the relationship. Isn't it great? I know. It's the best.
You don't want that seal of approval. You do not, because her motivations are different than anyone else's motivation. So I think that is more of a kiss of death, if anything.
Oh, the Kris Jenner seal of approval on your relationship is more like the kiss of death?
Yeah, I think hearing that is not a great thing. I mean, there's something about
But he's never going to be on the show with her. You know, yeah. He had his show when he was married to Shauna Mokler or whatever. I think they've known each other a long time. I think it's, makes me happy because
me
Scott Disick has been, you know, like acting like Courtney is going to come back to him. And I love that she found real love with somebody else.
I hope it's true. Don't get me wrong. I want it to be true. But something about Kris Jenner, I would rather her just not say anything
on it. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
I feel like Kris Jenner has dollar signs in her eyes whenever she sees a budding relationship with one of her children.
That's true.
Like,
a new one to manage.
Yeah, a new one to manage. You know, it's fascinating. I hope that there's some kind of story at some point about Calabasas and how the streams cross in celebritydom in that neighborhood, in that town in California, because they all cross the streams. We got Travis Barker and the Smiths are friends with the Kardashians, who are friends with all sorts of people. It's really interesting.
Yeah. It is.
And it's kind of like horse country because you're not at the beach, you're not in Malibu, but you're kind of in people have horses in the hike. It's not as lush.
Yeah.
It's not like Beverly Hills. It is very different.
A very specific bubble.
Yeah. So to put it in the context, Calabasas is off of the 101 freeway outside of Los Angeles. It's its own town. Mm-hmm. So it's over the hill from Malibu, which is on the other side of the mountains.
On the other side of the freeway.
Yeah, on the other side of the freeway. It is kind of dry. It is a little rustic.
Of people have horses.
A lot of people have horses.
Yeah. Property that we could afford in Calabasas?
No.
It's all like it would never be something that you could get.
It's always been Richie Rich.
It's been Richie Rich.
You could go to Thousand Oaks, go up a little bit further, or Westlake Village, maybe.
Yeah, you could go into Ventura County and start to have some conversations. But Calabasas, so that's the deal with Calabasas. Someday somebody will make that story.
Isn't that where Heather Locklear lives and Denise Richards at one time lived there?
Denise Richards lived in Hidden Hills at one point. And Hidden Hills, I think, if we're going to talk Los Angeles geography, is technically considered part of the city of L.A., but it's so over deep in the valley where it wasn't developed. And that's why a lot of people like to go to this part of the world.
Yeah.
Is because they can buy themselves a piece of land and they can build these brand new multi-million dollar mansions. You're not dealing with the old bones of, say, a house in Beverly Hills.
Right.
And a lot of the things, when you look back at old movie stars' houses in Beverly Hills, they look like houses that you would see in the neighborhoods here in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Yeah. They're just bigger mansions, but they have that old-timey look to it.
Yeah.
So if you want a super sexy pad like Justin Bieber with like lasers and helipads and stuff, that's where you're going to be going. You're not going to go and buy Bob Hope's old house in Toluca Lake. You're just not doing it. So there you go. There's your little history for this afternoon.
I love going on a real estate tour.
Oh, my goodness. It's fabulous. Well, let's talk about not real estate, but land. If you didn't know, the more you know about Bill Gates, according to NBC News, Bill Gates grows potatoes and he sells them to McDonald's.
What?
He owns 269,000 acres of land in 18 states.
Yes, he's like the biggest farm owner in the United States.
Yeah. And then he grows potatoes and sells them back. So you might be eating a Bill Gates French fry this afternoon.
Will he leave us nothing? Will he leave us nothing?
I like that the PR team got that out there because of the golden Porsche news of that's how he whisked away his girlfriends.
That's right.
And he would switch up his cars. So I like that we've gone from golden brown Porsche to potato growing.
To golden French fries.
There you go.
Keeps them humble. All right. Happy weekend.
Thanks. Same to you. Okay. Who wants to go first for our weekend picks presented by AARP Minnesota? Brittany?
I do, because otherwise Rocco will take mine.
Okay. Because which outer ring suburb of Duluth are you going to highlight tonight?
You know what? I don't need that.
Okay.
Those garage sales were worth knowing about. Darius Rucker, I know I've pumped
him.
But here's the thing. It's not this weekend, and I know it's not this weekend. But if you want tickets, you got to look at them now. It's for next weekend. He's at Mystic Amphitheater. It's awesome. It's new. Go check it out. Mystic Lake. Darius Rucker for next weekend. But I'm just giving you a heads up. You got to go buy tickets now.
Okay. I didn't even know he was going to be here Father's Day weekend. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And then a heads up, Northern Spark. It's a free nighttime public art festival that's in Frogtown. Maybe you've heard of it, Rocco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm hearing this.
Well, they have a big art festival. It's extended. They normally do it for one weekend, but they're doing it the 12th to the 27th. Instead of having it concentrated on two nights, it's spread out. And you can hit up Northern Spark to find out all the fun details of their art festival. Some of it's online as well. So.
Okay. Rocco, what you got?
Well, I'm excited for In the Heights, and I'm probably going to show it on my backyard projector.
Ooh.
But if you're looking to maybe get some air conditioning, I thought this was kind of fun. It's showing at the Heights Theater. In like a Northeast Minneapolis / Columbia Heights or wherever that is up
Columbia
there.
Columbia Heights, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's fun. And then I noticed when I went to the Heights Theater website that they have something kind of fun on Sunday. They have a movie called The Mystery of the Wax Museum. And it's a movie that was directed by Michael Curtiz. He did like Casablanca and Yankee Doodle Dandy mm-hmm. and some other stuff. And this is like a pre-code horror movie. And you know, I don't know if you know much about the, I think it's the Hays Code.
The Hays Code, yeah.
Where they really cleaned up movies and wouldn't allow.
Well, they censored them. Yeah. I mean, it was just out and outright censorship.
So this might be kind of fun to watch a pre-code horror movie. And I'm trying to see the date here. Oh, 1933.
And is there nothing better than going into a nice ice cold movie theater on a hot day? And seeing a movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
So good.
I thought this was kind of neat, although I'm going to preface this by saying it's sold out, but I have an addendum to it.
Okay.
So the Hewing Hotel, have you guys been down there?
Yes.
It's kind of a hipster cool hotel in the North Loop. They are going to have like this thing called Sunday Sessions, where they're going to have people playing on the rooftop, and they're going to kick it off, I think this weekend, with Run Westy Run. They're kind of a cool sort of 90s
Minneapolis band.
But then that seems to be sold out. But then I went to the Hewings Facebook, and there's some other cool stuff, including a Kat Perkins. She's not going to be on the rooftop, but she's going to be in the alley.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think that's next weekend. I'm looking at it right now on their Facebook. Yeah, that's actually Thursday the 24th. She's doing a pop-up concert. And then it looks like Sunday the 20th, Jeremy Messersmith is doing a rooftop show, if there's still tickets available for that. So that's kind of fun. I always like a good rooftop.
Yeah, I like it.
They have like a pool up there and stuff. And
that alley cat. That's cute.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Yeah, that's
alley
cute.
Cat pop-up.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what I got.
You're not going to give a shout-out for National Records
Store? Oh, I was going to say that, but I kind of Googled it a little bit today. It doesn't seem like, because they changed Record Store Day into like every few months Record Store Day, it seems like tomorrow there's not, you know, it used to be like, oh, Jaime's is going to have 8 bands playing on, the street. Right. And then Electric Fetus is going to have a bunch of bands inside and out. It doesn't seem like anybody's doing that. And maybe the pandemic has something to do with that.
Right.
But if you want us, I will always say support your local record store because when they're gone, we're going to miss them. So go spend some money on some records, some CDs, some posters. You know, the Fetus has a bunch of fun stuff you can spend
money
on. Oh,
they do. I love shopping there.
I did notice that it was the 44th anniversary of No Name Records. And I think they're going to have a performer or two out in the parking lot. So
okay, cool.
Give them a shot.
All right. Okay. So here's maybe a few music things for you. So if you want to go get your groove on, the good, the bad, the funky, you're playing at the Minnesota Music Cafe.
Oh, cool.
And they're back to dancing there. And that band is just, they play everything.
Oh,
you cannot not dance. And then if you feel like being out in some nice, hot, sunny Friday night weather at Lake Harriet Bandshell, Emerson Avenue is playing at 7:30.
Okay.
So just bring your blanket, your chairs. And,
I love it. That's my favorite place. I just love sitting there. I'll watch any movie there too. It's so lovely
and it's so big.
It's so big
and there are a lot of different places
and
to
everyone
park.
Brings food and it's so good.
So that's happening tomorrow. An outside thing at Summerfield, the amphitheater, Free Fallen is playing, the Tom Petty tribute band.
Cool.
And then Two Girls and a Boyd are playing at Kerner's tomorrow night. And then back at the Banshaw on Sunday afternoon at 5:30. Maria and the Coins will be playing.
Ooh, so. Banshaw seen some action.
Yeah. I know Como is having, like, the big band is playing Monday night at the Como Pavilion. And, yeah, we're going to have to start keeping, like, there's fun stuff going on.
I know. And isn't it wild, too? I feel like, man, I've got...
I'm busy.
Backlogged, and it's just so awesome. This weekend is one of my kickoffs of, like, I've got, like, a bridal shower or a birthday party and, like, another 40th birthday party to make up for, and, like, I'm excited.
Yeah, I am, too. It feels good.
Feels like everything.
Yeah, and Rocco, I noticed there was some more flurry of new concert announcements.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. First Ave's been going crazy with that stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, all these artists have been cooped up for a year and they're ready to make some money again. So they're ready to start touring.
Yeah, I think the Killers are going to be out on tour. Mellencamp is going out on tour. Maybe Springsteen after the Broadway thing might be happening. Of course, we're waiting to hear from Mick and the boys.
Right. And I was wondering too, you know, like there's festivals like Austin City Limits and Pitchfork and stuff. And I wonder if we're going to start hearing, like, because Pitchfork's in Chicago. And I'm wondering if, like, once they play, you know, Friday in Chicago, are they going to be here on Saturday? Or are they going to be here after they go to Madison?
Yeah, because we're waiting to hear what the Basilica Block Party is going to be.
And I did hear that the other. Alt rock festival that's usually at the Walker is off, right?
The
Garden.
Right.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting. But is Basilica on?
Basilica's on, but it won't be the second weekend in July like it's always been. Yeah. We just don't have the official. And I think it's probably because, like, everyone, it's the touring schedule.
Yeah. And like I said, I think the chips are going to start to fall when some of these big festivals figure it out and stuff. So,
because we're waiting for the, you know, Music in the Zoo, which is going to be music at Canterbury this year.
Okay.
They Sue McLean and Associates, you know, I think her niece runs it now.
Yeah. I've been doing
back when they were trying to figure it out, do the bands and stuff, we were under pandemic guidelines.
Yeah.
And the zoo, you know. So anyway, she just, for this summer, I know those concerts are going to happen, like, out at Canterbury.
I've been to quite a few. I've been to one of the festival things they did over at Canterbury.
It's great.
It's really nice. I would say, hot tip, wear shoes you don't care about.
Well, yeah, that's for any festival, don't you think?
Yeah, but this one has like that, like
the track
muck kind of thing. Yeah, like it's got the. But otherwise, that besides that, so much space, and you can get a really good spot, and you have like room to dance. Yeah. And that's so unique for. Yeah.
You can always tell when somebody's a first time festival goer by their footwear.
Yeah, yeah. Don't wear your best.
Lori's
sneakers.
Been to Bonnaroo. You know.
I know.
I mean, truly, it is like.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Even like I remember my sister, she was going to an outdoor wedding, and she is a spike high heel gal.
God
She's
bless
5 feet tall, and she wants to be taller, and she has all these great shoes. And she would get invited to summer weddings or things that would be outside, and she tried every kind of a plastic shoe thing that she'd put under her shoe.
Like a coaster,
so her heels wouldn't go. She was constantly trying to figure out how
to make it work.
Get some cute wedges.
Yeah, and we both know high wedges, you can get quite high wedges. You can get yourself way up there. So
there's no way to gracefully walk across grass in a spike high heel.
When your heels,
Balenciaga clogs wouldn't work.
And you just try to put all your pressure on the, you know, the top of the ball of your foot, and you just look crazy. You look crazy, and then once it slips in, you try to act normal. I'm sinking. Yeah. I'm sinking.
All right, listen. When we come back, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to at least find out from Rocco what is our Friday song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We have to do that. Plus, I want to talk to you about some shows I watched last night, including the Hacks finale.
Okay. Yes.
No spoilers.
We want to hear it.
Okay. Bye.
Another new song, Brittany. This is Vincent.
I just want to go to a concert right now.
Is this Higher? Is that the name of the song?
You know what I want to do? I want to get that panda costume and dance in the Pride Parade like I did the last
time.
This song. This is a good Jesse J song.
Did you sweat through that thing?
It was pretty gross, yeah.
I have also worn a mascot outfit in a parade in Montana.
Yeah.
Sweat through that bad boy, so I can't imagine at Pride. Like,
Oh, yeah.
So fun. Okay.
But yeah, it was pretty freeing to just, you know, kind of do my own thing and dance like a maniac.
I know. You were perfect for that. Yeah, that's good. Okay, tell us about Hex, because I just started it.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm not going to give it away, but I'll say they stuck the landing. So what is it? It's 8 episodes? 10?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I've only watched 4.
I think it's on 10.
HBO Max.
It's a half-hour show on HBO Max. Jean Smart, who I totally forgot was in Fargo.
Yeah.
Was it season 2? Season 1? I forget.
Season 2, I think she was in.
She's like the matriarch of the family.
Okay,
and she was the one in Watchmen, too, right?
Yes. Yeah. She was blowing up.
So good in Watchmen.
Yes, she's really having a Jean Smartissance.
Yeah, and she's probably going to win some awards for this. She was so good. I feel like they nailed the landing. I think everybody should watch it. It's on HBO Max. She, in case people are wondering or are new to this thing, she kind of plays like a Joan Rivers type. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like the biggest woman comedian in Vegas.
Right.
And she's a headliner, and she's kind of...
Salty.
Yeah. And her career's kind of falling off. She's getting, you know, they're thinking about taking her off the bill. And then so they bring in kind of a young hipster, you know, 20-something comedy writer to spruce up her material. And the show's kind of about their interactions together. And it's super fun. I got to say, in the finale, I was almost moved to tears.
Really?
I stopped myself. But
you guys, that's awesome. I mean, I watched something that also almost made me cry, but in a different level. I don't know if this is on your guys' radar. Have you watched Bo Burnham's comedy special?
No, but everybody's talking
about it.
He's kind of a controversial figure, right? Some love him, some hate him.
Yeah, I mean,
well, he was in Promising Young Woman after all of his Insta fame, and whatever he had, and he played like he was in an interesting part in Promising Young Woman. If you saw that movie,
it was in Promising Young Woman. It was that idea of can you compartmentalize that person, you know, because he was this, you know, really great character, and then you find out something happens. This Bo Burnham, I've seen his stand-up before, and he's pretty, I mean, he's funny, he's witty, he definitely is, he started off on YouTube, and then he's really good on the piano, and does a lot of back-and-forth stuff, but he took, like, a 5-year break, because he was having panic attacks on stage, and so, he made this special, you guys, and I'm just saying, it is depressing, but, like, I couldn't have watched it during the worst of the quarantine, but now watching it after, it's just nice that you're like, yeah, that's really relatable.
So he wrote it during quarantine.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And he filmed it, edited it, produced it all himself. So he's like using a lot of weird tricks with lights and stuff. I feel like if you're in a mood to kind of be in your feels, watch it.
What's it called? And
it's called Alive. It's on Netflix. Okay. It's Bo Burnham's special. It's interesting. Definitely, you're not going to laugh a lot, but there was times where I kind of like spastically laughed out of like, oh, yeah, that's really relatable.
All right. Yeah.
I watched that Starstruck that you talked about yesterday.
Yeah, Rocco.
It's good.
Is it?
And it's like 20 minutes.
Are we going to love it?
I think it's really good. And it's just, it's different. It's it's a British show that just made it to HBO Max. And it's about this kind of normal, everyday woman who works at a movie theater who has a one-night stand with a guy, and she wakes up to find out he's like a famous movie star.
Mm.
Yeah.
And their chemistry is super great. It's like, it's kind of like nothing else I've ever seen before.
Oh, cool.
He's Indian. He's an Indian, British
man. Oh, I can't wait to see this.
You know, it's kind of fun to see a sexy Indian man as the lead. It's just something you don't see every day. And she's kind of looks non-traditional for like a love interest type. And
well, say
it works.
Starstruck
on HBO Max.
Oh, maybe I'll watch that this weekend.
So the song I was thinking when I was making my dirty song list, I did not write a trivia question for the song I Touched Myself by the Divinyls.
Oh, my God.
So I thought that might be kind of fun to sing out.
We asked Colleen to stay because this is her song, her karaoke song. But